Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor here at the News. Today, we're sitting down with Greg Elliott. He's the Director of HVAC Trade Services at FacilitySource. Greg's going to dive into the age-old question of repair versus replace. He's going to discuss some of the determinations that go into that decision, and then he's also going to talk about how facility managers can make the right choice. Let's get to it.
Greg now joins us on the podcast, and Greg, can you start by telling us a bit about your role at FacilitySource?
Yes, absolutely. And first, I'd like to say thanks for having me. I'm excited about the opportunity. So at FacilitySource, my title is the Director of HVAC Trade Services. I was hired on to help kind of develop and build solutions for our clients when it comes to their HVAC and repairs and preventative maintenance. So I design, you know, preventative maintenance schedules and scopes of works for our clients. Also help with capital planning and capital projects. So whenever there's an opportunity to kind of address some older inefficient equipment, we design a plan on how to attack that and make the right recommendations and the right locations and pieces of equipment to focus on. Then recently we also have a EMS department where we do 24/7 monitoring for all of our clients. So I'm the director for that account, for all those accounts as well. And then also we do a lot of we're getting into capital projects with controls and installing EMS systems. So, you know, a wide plethora of all things HVAC and EMS at FacilitySource.
Now, one thing we're going to dive into on this podcast is kind of the decision for facility managers on when to repair or replace an HVAC unit. And I guess to open just broadly, what should that decision be based on?
So we like to tell our clients the biggest thing to focus on is data, right? Decisions should be made based on location, equipment, the location of the equipment, and the equipment history. So gathering a lot of data points to make the right decision, right? So we want to look at the preventative maintenance history. Has preventative maintenance been done on the equipment? If not, maybe is it at an end of life because earlier than it needed to be? We want to look at spend data. Is the spend data starting to creep up year over year, or are we spending a lot of money and time into a diminishing or no return asset? We also want to look at energy usage and energy spend, right? We want to ensure that, you know, some of our highest energy consumers out there are being addressed early and often so that we can reduce that energy spend and help the bottom line when it comes to gas and electric usage. Some other points we like to look at, lease life, right? If a client is going to be moving out of a location in a year, we may not want to focus on replacing the equipment in that location, right? We want to focus on longer lease life. Some other things may be sales, high revenue locations for a client, and other factors that they may be looking into and be concerned with.
Well, and touched on this a bit, but do you find that many facility managers will struggle when they're trying to look at things like return on investment and long-term needs instead of just focusing on cost?
Yes, absolutely. Typically facility managers are tasked with, you know, maintaining a repair and maintenance budget, right? So at the beginning of their fiscal year, they get a maintenance budget and they're tasked with staying inside of that budget. So a repair always looks a lot better on a budget line than a replacement does. Replacements are typically more expensive and higher initial cost. But when we start to calculate other factors that negatively impact the budget, we'll see that even though it's a higher initial cost, we're saving in the long run. So we want to look at, you know, again, some of the factors we talked about before, energy and maintenance spend, right? Those things year over year will add up as to where when we put in a new piece of equipment, we're getting more efficient use of the equipment. We're getting, let's take a step back. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we want to help them realize that the repairs year over year have a negative impact on their budget. So we want them to start to focus on the return on investment, because a return for a new piece of equipment can run upwards of 40% if done correctly and with the right assets focused on initially and the right analysis made up front. So, you know, looking at all several factors and, you know, energy included, maintenance spend, all the data points that we talked about previously, we want to focus on those and build a return on investment because it's a lot easier to go to a, you know, a director, a finance director or a CFO and show them a return on investment for a capital project than it is to try and justify why we spent more in repairs or offshoot replacements at the end of the year.
Yeah, so as facility managers are trying to make this decision, what are some tips that they can use to help calculate their current HVAC costs?
Yeah, so always, again, it's all about collecting data. So your service provider, right, like at Facility Source, we our tool is called FM Pilot, and we gather years on years of maintenance-related data. So collect as much maintenance data as you possibly can, collect that maintenance spend, work order volume, age of your equipment, what that refrigerant type is, right? All those factors tied together will help you to consider or will help you to create what that true cost of ownership is for an asset that has been sitting on a roof 10 to 15 years, right? When you start to gather all those things, you'll realize that it's a lot higher than it is to replace it, especially when you start to factor in, you know, maintenance costs because of a warranty and energy, you'll realize that keeping that piece of equipment on the roof, it ends up having a higher cost of ownership than it does to replace it. And then we also want to consider environmental impact, right? So we all understand that, you know, EPA regulations and R22 is going away, you know, so we want to take that into consideration as well.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple things with the EPA there. Just why is it so important to stay up to date with EPA regulations? How is that going to have a major impact on this decision?
Yeah, so as many may or may not know, by the year 2020, the production of R22 will cease. So we're already seeing the impact of that currently. So a lot of equipment, I don't know the exact data, but a lot of equipment, especially older equipment, still has a lot of R22 refrigerant used in its circuits. So the cost of R22 continues to rise, and as those reserves get less and less because production is going to stop in 2020, the cost is only going to continue going up and up. So we recommend focusing on locations where, you know, R22 is having an impact or is very prevalent, so we can get that equipment off the roof. Because one, we want to be cognizant of our environment, and two, we also want to be cognizant of our pocketbooks and making sure we're meeting our budget requirements.
Yeah, absolutely. And switching gears a little bit, but as you see companies and facility managers try to make a decision here, do you see that a lot of them are still falling into the old break and fix pattern?
Yeah, a lot. We see it a good amount, right, where, you know, it's a lot easier, again, to replace a piece or repair a piece of equipment than it is to replace it, right? When it comes to replacements, there's, you know, logistics and project management involved and lead times and all of those things. So it's typically a facility manager, especially when they're dealing with a, you know, distributed portfolio of real estate across a region or a country, you know, it's a lot quicker and easier to just go ahead and think, all right, so I'm just going to do the repair than it is to focus on trying to replace a piece of equipment. And again, that's why, you know, the repairs have a cheaper initial cost, but they just have a higher and a much higher recurring cost. And that's why, you know, at Facility Source, it's good. We have dedicated teams who can help manage the whole process of repair versus replace. We can give suggestions on when it's time to repair versus replace, right? We can provide some analytics behind that. So we try to help facility managers get out of that break-fix pattern and start thinking about a more proactive approach to your equipment and your HVAC replacements.
Well, is there anything perhaps that we didn't cover already about the repair versus replace decision that you want to make sure facility managers are aware of?
Yeah, so a couple things. And just maybe not everyone understands that, you know, ASHRAE, American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers, recommends that a rooftop unit stays in operation for about 15 years, right? as that equipment is in operation for a long period of time, the energy efficiency ratio starts to degrade and it becomes a lot less efficient, and it runs harder, it runs longer, consumes more energy, right? So we want to try to focus on replacing equipment at that 15-year point. We also want to look at some, you know, energy recovery options, maybe not so much for the retail, but some bigger locations like grocery stores or larger distribution centers. We like to, you know, throw out the option of, you know, if there's hot water on site, using that hot water for, you know, reheat or reclaiming it to do other things. So there's always energy recovery options and some value engineering that can be provided. And then also we also always want to talk about controls, right? Mm-hmm. Controls is one of those things that gets often overlooked. Even if they are installed, it's kind of a set it and forget it type of mentality. So we want to make sure that we're addressing the opportunity with, again, saving more money by turning lights and HVAC equipment off in the evenings, so that we're saving energy. It's a lot cheaper to do it as a replacement than it is to do it, you know, kind of as a ad hoc one-off. So we try to push our facilities managers to focus on, again, the whole system, right, when we talk about HVAC replacements.
Well, a lot of great information in there, Greg. And if folks want to learn more about Facility Source, where can they turn?
Yeah, so what's great is our facilitysource.com is our website. There's a lot of great information on there. We have some white papers. We have some case studies. We're actually going to be revamping our website. I think it's by the end of the month, but don't hold me to that. But once we have the new website up and running, it's, everything will be even a lot more organized in the site. Also, we're on all social media platforms. You can follow us on LinkedIn. We have about 3,700 followers and looking to grow that to network every day. We're also on Twitter and on Facebook, where we have some fan pages where you can follow us, and some of our links and some of our information is on there as well.
Greg, thank you so much for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Greg and gained some valuable insight into repair versus replace. Maybe learned a bit about the determinations that go into that decision, and also how facility managers can make the right choices. Thank you for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.